Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Celebrity Tea Podcast, Episode 3. I'm your host, Nick Bestany. Welcome to 2019. I, for one, am happy to be here. I was so ready for 2018 to be over and done with. Honestly, the year was crazy and not something I would do again. My New Year's was good. I actually had a wedding to go to, which was totally fun. I never did that on New Year's. So it was like automatic plans. And I saw people that I haven't seen in mad long. So it was a pretty good time. I got pretty drunk, a lot of good food. I woke up the next morning and of course I got bronchitis from the flu / cold that I had prior, because why wouldn't I? That would be weird if I didn't. So the year didn't start off like up to my standards, but you know, we live, we learn, and one day at a time, it's gotten a little bit better. I'm kind of getting over it now. I still have like all the phlegm and shit in my throat, but I'm coughing it up, but I don't feel like total shit anymore. This week has felt like 2 months because I had work on New Year's Eve. I went to the wedding, then I had Tuesday off, I was sick all day, and then I had work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that just felt like a month's worth of time, so I'm done with it. Please interact with us on social media, please, please, please. There have been a couple of 100 downloads or streams or whatever of the show, so a few people are listening, and people have friended us on social media, but I kind of want to build the community and our little family of people who like to spill the tea. So please help me by doing that. Also rate the podcast 5 stars and write a little review. It really helps the show and brings the exposure and helps people discover it and all of that good stuff. We can build the community of people who like to spill the tea with the Celebrity Tea Podcast. I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Love you. All right. If you think that the New Year holiday and, you know, we just got through Christmas and all of that, if you think that there is a shortage on buffoonery in Hollywood and just pop culture in general, you are mistaken. So we are just going to get into it. Let's do it. Are you ready to hear the tea? Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Hey, party people. It's Nick again, your host, because who the fuck else would it be? All right. So, topic number one, we're just gonna get into it. Kanye West. New year, same Kanye. He is certainly making his presence on all of social media. This has been going on for a few years now, but it's definitely escalated over the last, I would say, year. He's been very vocal on Twitter. That one seems to be his favorite. I love Twitter myself. However, I feel like even at the, what I thought was the peak of Twitter, in like school or around my friends, I was pretty much the only one who had Twitter. And I feel like it's always been that way, but it's pretty much my favorite other than Instagram. He's not even on that, I don't think. Twitter is his thing. You know, he is the Twitter king at this point. Some people were speculating, even me for a quick second, that all of the shenanigans that he's been pulling and saying, all these outrageous things, are coming from just this big marketing scheme for his Yeezy Corporation and to sell sneakers, which I really just don't buy it, because number one, people buy the shoes. I know a lot of people who drop, you know, $300-$400 on them. So they're selling. So it's not like he needs the extra publicity. Some people are saying he's going crazy, which yeah, the typical person would probably say that just looking at his tweets, but Kanye has come out and said that he does struggle with mental illness, and on top of that, he has gotten off his meds, and he's very vocal about it. Like, he straight up said, yeah, I'm off my meds, that's not what I do, like, you know, I need to be a clear mind. He's working on music, apparently, which just had this thought pop into my head that so many celebrities are more known for their personal lives and antics and tweets than their actual craft and their movies and their music. There are many of times where somebody will bring up a name of somebody and I'll know them from their Instagram posts or their tweets and have no idea where they came from. Meanwhile, they have like 5 albums out, 5 movies, you know, next summer, and bitch, where? But, you know, it's a new year. You would think maybe Kanye's gonna slow down, and then
I just want to talk about mind control.
Really, Kanye, do you? Because what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, all right, Kanye, I don't really want to hear more, but I know you're going to do it anyway, so go ahead.
You know, when people try to influence you through social media and try to tell you what to do, or if you post something that's like positive on Instagram and it gets taken down, if it's not a part of a bigger agenda, You know, that's like mind control.
I mean, you're not wrong, Kanye. I mean, I guess if Twitter is like taking down his tweets because of whatever reason, which I don't even think Twitter does that. I don't think Twitter's gonna delete a tweet unless you're like recruiting for ISIS or some shit. You know, they allow porn on Twitter. So what the fuck are you talking about? See, it's just shit like that that people are like, Queen, what is going on? You know what I mean? He'll just post the most random, erratic shit. A few weeks ago, he posted a video, which he then took down because I tried to find it again to link it down in the description and it was no longer there. But basically, Kanye is in Chicago, which is his home city. Grew up very poor. You know, he lived with his mother, who then died, Donda West. That's the name of his company as well. But basically, he's alone, totally alone. Kim's, you know, back in LA with the kids. He is on one of those pedicabs that are driven by a horse, but it's a single wagon, like you and your significant other, I guess, could fit inside. And there he is. He's just going around with the horse, talking to himself, recording himself. And I mean, I guess that's fine, but Kanye, it's Tuesday at 10 a.m. What are you doing? And then he'll be posting a picture of himself in some meeting with the ambassador of some Asian country at 8 a.m. And it's just like, what are you guys even talking about? Like, what possibly can some big figure in China have to do in New York City with Kanye at 8 a.m.? You know, it just makes no sense to me. Kanye is also in that clip referring to his friends reaching out to him, trying to tell him, you know, calm down, Kanye, you're acting a little bit crazy. And he's taking that as them trying to censor him. He's in the past even posted tweets of him and some of his celebrity friends like John Legend basically saying, listen, bro, like you have this huge platform and influence and all of these people look up to you. You know, use it for good, which I understand. But at the same time, I would be the same way. I'd be like, I could tweet whatever the hell I want. But sometimes, Kanye, it's okay to listen to your friends sometimes. But I'm just going to put that out there. He's actually appearing on the Joe Rogan podcast, which, fuck you, Kanye. Because guess what? The Celebrity Tea Podcast would love to have you sit down and talk about all this. If you think the drama is slowing down with him, you're wrong. He was supposed to headline at Coachella, the huge music festival where people who don't even know 95% of the people playing, they hang out with celebrities, you are celebrities, you drink, you do drugs, and you pay like $4,000 for a two-weekend event. So, yeah, can't relate. The reason why it fell through, because he had all these demands that he wanted for his stage. Kanye is known for his elaborate stage design. On the last big tour that he went on, his stage was literally just a floating platform, and it would tilt back and forth, and it would go and move, you know, throughout the crowd. And honestly, that just sounds like a crank neck to me, but people loved it. And Kanye wanted to create something even bigger and better, but Coachella, the people who run the thing, were basically like, Kanye, Queen, it's not gonna happen. We can't do that. You know, you're asking for shit that's impossible. So they canned him and hired Ariana Grande, who is pretty popping right now. However, she's going through her own struggles, which we're gonna cover on next week of the Celebrity Tea Podcast, so stick around for that. She is officially the youngest female headliner in the history of the festival, so good for her. But sorry for the Kanye fans who are looking forward to it. They can't facilitate his demands. Therefore, you're gonna have to rock out to Thank You Next instead, which I don't think most people are gonna have an issue with. I'm gonna take a break to get the mucus out of my system, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna discuss some actually happy Kanye news. Him and Kim are expecting their fourth child, and it is a boy. We're gonna jump into that a little bit when we get back. All right, Celebrity Tea Podcast, we're here to congratulate Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West on their fourth child. They announced it a few days after the new year. Very happy they're going via surrogate again. They tried to use the woman who carried their last baby, Chicago, but she was booked, aka she was pregnant with someone else's kid. I guess that's what they do for a living. Honestly, if I was a surrogate, I would be very weary before getting into that situation, because I feel like they're helicopter, you know, surrogate wanters. You know, I feel like they're calling her every fucking 2 minutes. You know, what are you eating? Where are you going? Who are you with? Kanye's probably DMing her on Twitter, but I'm sure the financial payoff for her is, you know, kind of outweighing that, hopefully. But either way, we're happy for them. listen, say what you want, but everybody loves the Kardashians. Yeah, they're, you know, they do some stupid shit, but at the same time, they're really not hurting anybody. I love to watch it, especially when I'm eating. Don't watch the show if you're on a diet. They eat in every fucking scene. It's not the move. Don't even fight me on that because it's fucking true. Who watched the movie Bird Box on Netflix with Sandra Bullock? Because I did. I watched it twice because it's a pretty long movie for me. It's a little over 2 hours. Therefore, I miss a bunch of shit. And when I watched it the second time, it was literally like I was watching it for the first time. It's a really good movie. I'm not going to lie. A little long and dragged out, but, you know, it happens. I'm just happy that she decided to step out of her comfort zone. I feel like the last few years she's been doing like these stupid ass comedy movies with Melissa McCarthy. And Sandra could actually act, you know? She's America's sweetheart. She has a cute son that she adopted. She's just a queen. You know, she's been around forever. She's still relevant, still killing it in the box office while staying unproblematic, out of the tabloids. She is just goals. However, it's a popular movie. Netflix actually tweeted that people, probably people in America, because that would be weird if it wasn't, are creating this viral challenge. Basically, I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but basically it involves being blindfolded. They're not allowed to look or they'll be, you know, taken by the spirit. And that's just not the tea because you die. So the characters in the movie, they have to get around blindfolded. They can't look. So people are creating this viral challenge where they blindfold themselves and, you know, go about their day. And people are actually getting hurt. And I think there was even a death because of it. Enough so that Netflix itself had to put out a statement that read, "Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019 and it is that you do not end up in the hospital due to memes." So enough people were getting injured that they literally had to put out a statement. Really, people? You are embarrassing me. Honestly, I'm way too lazy and unadventurous for that bullshit, so I would never do that. Like, take that, Mom. I could be out there, you know, hurting myself doing a Bird Box challenge. You know, I'm here recording a podcast when I'm sick. I'm so brave. What did you guys think of the movie? Did you like it? Was it too long? Have you tried the Bird Box challenge? Please interact with us on Twitter at twitter.com/celebtpodcast. That's where we are. Drop us a line and tell us what you think. 2019 is off to a fucking weird start. So I was on Instagram scrolling and then I see this video of Madonna on New Year's Eve with her son. He's, I guess, performing at some bar, so she went to support him. What I saw was, I was bewildered. Basically, it is very evident. I will put the link to this picture in the description of the podcast so you can look for yourself. Please hit me up on social media. I need to know what you can think about this. I can't be the only one crazy. So basically, the Shade Room, which is an Instagram that basically just posts screenshots as news, but I follow them because I got to keep up with the tea no matter what. You're welcome. But basically, they were being shady, as they are the Shade Room. You know, they didn't put the video up because Madonna was singing with her son. It was clear that there was a huge bulge in her pants. Their caption was, "Oh, it looks like Madonna's doing her squats." Like, please. If you saw that, it was crazy. But of course, the Madonna fans jumped in and they were like, "Hey, she probably just has something in her pocket." And I thought that was bizarre, but I sent it in our group family chat. If you don't have one, you're missing out. My mother was even like, "Oh, she maybe has something in her pocket." Like, what do you mean, mother? What do you think is in there? A couch cushion? Because that's the only thing that it could be. It is huge. Her ass looks like it ate Kim Kardashian's butt and then was hungry and then ate Khloe's. You know, that's how big and noticeable this was. Like, there is no way that this is real. She's an older woman, which is fine, but there's no way that you have an ass like that, you know? Please, look at the picture of yourself. You need to see this. Then once they realized that, you know, their gig was up, nobody was buying that bullshit. So then they went on to saying that people were body shaming her, and I guess that's kind of body shaming in a way, but that's not her body, you know? That's not her body. She clearly got surgery, which is fine, but don't lie about it. She, of course, had to jump in and actually respond to this because, you know, the memes and with the internet, people were savages and it was all over the place. She tweeted, "Desperately seeking no one's approval." She captioned her Instagram selfie. And then she goes, "I'm entitled to free agency over my body like everybody else. Thank you, 2019. It's going to be an amazing year." Hashtag 2019. Hashtag freedom. Hashtag respect. Hashtag no fear. Hashtag no discrimination. Great. I get it. You know, you could do whatever you want with your body, but we have the right to say it looks fucking ridiculous, and it does. So she didn't necessarily confirm or deny the speculation, but she made the one thing clear. Queen could do whatever she wants to do with her body. End of story. And I'm all about it. If she thinks that looks fun and fresh and good, then all power to her. But I disagree. Sorry. Madonna fans, please follow the show and talk to me about it. Maybe you could change my mind. All right, we're almost out of time for this week. However, I have one last sip of tea for you. Unfortunately, we have some sad Britney Spears news. As everybody knows, she is currently doing her Las Vegas residency. My mom actually saw that like front row and said it was good. I just can't picture spending that much money to literally watch Britney Spears lip sync to her discography. Sorry, I love her. She's iconic. I've always wanted to see her in concert, but I feel like I would just leave disappointed, and I just don't want that for myself. But basically, she is moving to a different hotel, a revamped show, pretty much the same shit, but you know what I mean. Definitely not going to be singing live, I promise you that one. However, she just canceled her residency, the whole thing. She didn't even say that she was coming back. She shared this on Instagram. She put a picture of her as a younger child with her parents, and it's kind of long. She wrote, "I don't even know where to start with this because this is so tough for me to say. I will not be performing my new show, Domination. I've been looking forward to this show and seeing all of you this year. So doing this breaks my heart. However, it's important to always put your family first. True girl." And that's the decision I had to make a couple of months ago. My father was hospitalized and almost died. We're all so grateful that he came out of it alive, but he still has a long road ahead of him. I had to make the difficult decision to put my full focus and energy on my family at this time. I hope you all can understand. More information on ticket refunds is available on BritneySpears.com. I appreciate your prayers and support for my family during this time. Thank you and love you all, always. XOXO Britney. She didn't really put that, but I feel like that's what she thought in her mind. It's very sad. I hope that her father's okay. As everybody knows, he has been a fixture in her life since her meltdown in 2007. He's the one that's in charge of her pretty much everything financially. He handles the money, and basically without him, God knows where Britney Spears would be. Definitely not planning a Las Vegas show. So, you know, I hope he's okay. And honestly, I don't think Britney's going to be at his bedside, you know, aiding him. I'm sure he's going to have nurses and shit. But at the same time, she's been working since she was literally a little kid. I think Britney Spears needs a break. Her sons are getting old enough where that time with her is pretty important. So she has the money. She doesn't need to work again. So take your time, girl. I'm sure when you're ready, if you're ready to ever come back to Vegas, I'm sure people will buy tickets again. At least she's doing refunds. Alrighty, I'm exhausted. I gotta go to bed. But I just want to thank you for listening to another week of Celebrity Tea Podcast. Please interact with us on social media. As I said before, we are on all the things. Instagram, Celebrity Tea Pod, Facebook, Celebrity Tea Podcast, and Twitter, Celeb Tea Podcast. Please reach out. Also, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And again, we want to build this community and build the show so we could bring you even better and higher quality content. Next week is going to be a crazy week. We have another guest. Also, we're going to have another sponsor, and it's going to be the best one yet, I think. So I hope to see you back. And we're going to have an amazing 2019. I'm Nick Bestany. And remember, sip the tea while it's hot.
I just want to talk about mind control.